honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off for the rest of the day. I've been having an issue with what to send my child with to school, or should I let her buy school lunches? She really wants to, but they just don't seem that great to me. So I need some help, and I'm sure you would love some advice, too, about healthy school lunches. So thank goodness we have the wonderful Amy Handel on the program. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, and I love this topic because obviously it's very timely.
It really is. So I am torn. I would love to hear what options you think are best. Do you think it's okay sometimes to buy lunch? If you're sending lunch, how do you make sure it's not junky? You might think it's good. I mean, there's so many issues. So dive right in.
So let me dive in by saying that every year I am expected at a number of websites that I am either help editor at or a writer for to cover this topic, and I always look forward to it, but I think this year it's extremely timely because of a couple of studies that came out recently. The first study was that though the expectation would be that parents are sending healthier than school cafeteria lunches to school with their kids, that is actually not so. And the second very interesting topic that kind of ties into this is that parents who have overweight children think their children actually are normal size. So we have those two things kind of going on head-to-head in an environment where the government, by the hand of Michelle Obama, has been trying to improve school lunches, and I think she's actually winning the battle a little better than parents.
Wow. See, that's really surprising. I wouldn't have guessed that. I guess because I come from a different world of, you know, I can, for example, like they'll have chicken nuggets at school. So you know what? I'm going to buy organic chicken nuggets made from organic chicken where they're not fried, but they're baked. And so I think I'm just used to like looking at the labels and being like, okay, I think this is similar to what she has at school, but it's a healthier type of meat. I mean, what do you think?
The truth of the matter is that, first of all, schools have really been implementing against the tide of parents' voices changes. So it's been that don't mess with us, don't tell us what to do kind of, you know, voice that's out there from a lot of parents, unfortunately, who really haven't had the education. But we are implementing vending machine changes. They're cutting down on juice and whole milk and sweetened milk. They're trying in many schools to bring in healthier protein options, switching out the white grains for the whole grains, trying to put baskets of fruit in a beautiful presentation so kids will want to eat it. But that, you know, versus the parents who's harried, rushed, multitasking, and buying an awful lot of processed box foods whose labels may scream healthier or have these keywords that lure parents into thinking they're better choices, when in actuality, they're not. So unless you're really recognizing the food and creating the ingredients, you know, bringing them together yourself, most of the box stuff we're sending from home are still far shy of what I would consider as a nutritionist healthier, and they may really fall short of what the schools are trying to do. So I think that, yeah, we got to really figure out how do we handle this. And I think the first thing we are knocking our head against is the fact that parents would rather their kids eat something rather than nothing. And if that something is sweet, salty, high fat, and processed, we're not doing them a favor. It actually is setting them up for, you know, blood sugar slumps later in the morning or later in the afternoon. It's kind of clogging their arteries so that their mental and physical capacities are impaired. So we really need to care about this, but frankly, Lisa, I was a parent. I know how it can be. You're crazed in the morning. You're trying to pack fresh. You're dealing with 150 things. Your kid just tells you they forgot to do their homework assignment, and food really becomes secondary.
That's a good point. And there are so many junky options you can get. I'm not going to name names, but they do have certain boxes of food where they have a bunch of different stuff. And it's like, oh, it's wonderful lunch. But, oh, my gosh, there's like a million ingredients. So like
correct.
You were saying, so, you've got to be careful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think you have to start with the premise that we're being told we're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. So at least target fruits and vegetables into the lunch bag for snacks and as part of the main meal. But with that being said, make them a little more sexier. Add in a dip, whether it's a single packet of peanut butter or nut butter, if peanuts are forbidden at the school, so that you can dip the apple or the banana in that nut butter, whether it's a healthier yogurt-based dip that you create in mass quantities so that you can then send it in, you know, tiny little containers so that they dip their vegetables, whether it's a hummus dip or a bean dip. Kids love to dip, and it will make them appear a little bit more wow factor amongst their friends if, along with the fruits and vegetables, you send a dip. I also think you have to consider quality protein. So quality proteins are really crucial, A, because they're satiating, B, because they're building blocks for muscle strength, and our kids, you know, need to have muscle growth going on, and C, they kind of replace some of the bad carbs because they are filling. But don't just, you know, think of deli meats and tuna, which tends to be a little smelly and kids don't like to bring that. Do hard-boiled eggs. Multitask that pasta and chicken you made the night before and put it in a container. Kids love to pop edamame beans. You can buy them frozen, boil them up, and send them with a bag. Certainly, if nuts are allowed, nuts mixed with whole grain cereal is a nice little topping for Greek yogurt, which is protein-packed, and then you're getting the benefits of the proteins from the nuts. So I think you got to start thinking that way, and I think presentation is everything. One of the things I love about Japanese restaurants are the bento boxes, because they have those cute little compartments and everything kind of fits neatly. You know, get a little creative and send a bento box filled with a serving of fruit, a serving of vegetables, a serving of a healthy protein. Just the presentation alone will make your kids feel like, wow, mom and dad really care. This is a really cool lunch. I'm going to, you know, give a stab at it. So I think we have to outsmart what we're working against, and we're working against kids who have grown up loving juice and loving sweetened foods. And so we kind of have to offset maybe with presentation and a little bit more effort in thinking creatively.
Oh, I completely agree. Those bento boxes are super fun. Whenever I do that, my daughter loves it.
Absolutely. And they now even come, some of them, where you can refrigerate them ahead of time so they stay cool, or they have a little cool pack you can insert. But I think that the biggest mistake parents are probably contending with is the fact that we're still slowly working on the part of the FDA on advertising. And when you see words like natural or fortified, or you see a hint of whole grains, you're grabbing boxes off the shelves in supermarkets, and particularly in large bulk buying capacity, and you're not really evaluating that label. And frankly, when I say you're not really evaluating that label, you have to be almost a detective to understand what's being written there. But I say, if you don't recognize a lot of the ingredients, or you see a lot of sugar names, or you see sodium, or, you know, you see whole grains mentioned way down the list instead of the first and second ingredient, then it's parent buyer beware. And I think that, you know, there are so many fruits and vegetables that are stable, that can handle a day in a bag, that we should be sending with them. A simple box of water, frozen, again.
Yeah, Amy,
cool.
I completely agree. You've got to come back. We're just about out of time. You can learn more about Amy at www.healthgal.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at healthgal1103. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.